In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is March 25th, 2025, so we should be reading Proverbs 25 today, which we will get to, but we skipped yesterday, so we have two chapters of Proverbs on the menu today, chapter 24 and 25. We will probably be finishing up Paradise Lost, book 10, which seems to be in the middle of a summary of the biblical story past the fall of man. By Michael to Adam. So let us begin with Proverbs chapter 24, saying number 20. Do not envy the wicked, do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisers. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate, they must not open their mouths. Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and people detest a mocker. If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, "But we knew nothing about this," does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done? Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove, and turn his wrath away from them. Do not fret because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked, for the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Fear the Lord and the King, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials, for those too will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows what calamities they can bring. Further sayings of the wise. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, "You are innocent," will be cursed by peoples and denounced by nations. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Do not say, "I'll do to them as they have done to me. I'll pay them back for what they did." I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. On to Proverbs chapter 25, More Proverbs of Solomon. These are more Proverbs of Solomon compiled by the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and a silversmith can produce a vessel. Remove wicked officials from the king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, do not betray another's confidence, or the one who hears it may shame you, and the charge against you will stand. Like apples of gold and settings of silver is ruling rightly given. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is the rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear. Like a snow-cooled drink at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to the one who sends him. He refreshes the spirit of his master, like clouds and wind without rain, is one who boasts of gifts never given. Let me reread that. Like clouds and wind without rain is one who boasts of gifts never given. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will vomit. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you, and they will hate you. Like a club, or a sword, or a sharp arrow, is one who gives false testimony against a neighbor. Like a broken tooth, or a lame foot, is reliance on the unfaithful in a time of trouble. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Like a north wind that brings unexpected rain is a sly tongue, which provokes a horrified look. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring or polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to search out matters that are too deep. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. And that is Proverbs chapter 25. Let's open up our book, Paradise Lost, by John Milton, to page 263, I believe. Let's see if we're on this side or the other side. Maybe it's the previous page. Okay. Yeah, I think this is it. It's actually on page 262 is where we left off. We will do a slight overlap. I think this is a slight overlap. Yes, I believe so. Okay, a virgin is his mother, but his sire, the power of the Most High. This doesn't sound familiar. Did we read that? But where else could have we stopped? Maybe we did read it. Okay, a virgin is his mother, but his sire, the power of the Most High, he shall ascend the throne hereditary, and bound his reign with earth's wide bounds, his glory with the heavens. He ceased, discerning Adam, with such joy surcharged, as had like grief been dewed in tears, without the vent of words which these he breathed. O prophet of glad tidings, finisher of utmost hope, now clear I understand, what oft my steadiest thoughts have searched in vain, why our great expectation should be called the seed of woman, virgin mother, hail, high in the love of heaven, yet from my loins thou shalt proceed, and from thy womb the Son of God Most High. So God with man unites. Needs must the serpent now his capital bruise, expect with mortal pain. Say where and when their fight, what stroke shall bruise the victor's heel. To whom thus, Michael, dream not of their flight, of their fight, dream not of their fight, as of a duel, or the local wounds, of head or heel, not therefore joins the son manhood to Godhead, with more strength to foil thy enemy, nor so is overcome. Satan, whose fall from heaven, a deadlier bruise, disabled not to give thee thy death's wound, which he, who comes thy Savior, shall recure, not by destroying Satan, but his works in thee and in thy seed. Nor can this be, but by fulfilling that which thou didst want, obedience to the law of God, imposed on penalty of death, and suffering death, the penalty to thy transgression due, and due to theirs, which out of thine will grow. So only can high justice rest apaid. The law of God exact he shall fulfill, both by obedience and by love, though love alone fulfill thy law. Thy punishment he shall endure by coming in the flesh, to a reproachful life and cursed death, proclaiming life to all who shall believe in his redemption, and that his obedience imputed becomes theirs by faith. He merits to save them, not their own, though legal works. For this he shall live hated, be blasphemed, seized on by force, judged, and to death condemned, a shameful and accursed, nailed to the cross, by his own nation, slain for bringing life. But to the cross he nails thy enemies, the law that is against thee, and the sins of all mankind, with him there crucified, never to hurt them more who rightly trust in this his satisfaction. So he dies, but soon revives. Death over him no power shall long usurp, ere the third dawning light return, the stars of morn shall see him rise out of his grave, fresh as the dawning light. Thy ransom paid, which man from death redeems, his death for man, as many as offered life, neglect not. And the benefit embrace, by faith not void of works, this God-like act annuls thy doom, the death thou shouldst have died, in sin forever lost from life. This act shall bruise the head of Satan, crush his strength, defeating sin and death, his two main arms, and fix far deeper in his head their stings, then temporal death shall bruise the victor's heel. Or theirs whom he redeems, a death-like sleep, a gentle wafting to immortal life. Nor after resurrection shall he stay longer on earth than certain times to appear to his disciples, men who in his life still followed him. To them shall leave in charge to teach all nations what of him they learned and his salvation. Them who shall believe, baptizing in the profluent stream, the sign of washing them from guilt of sin to life, pure, and in mind prepared, if so befall, for death, that like that which the Redeemer died. All nations they shall teach, from that day not only to the sons of Abraham's loins salvation shall be preached, but to the sons of Abraham's faith, wherever through the world, so in his seed all nations shall be blessed. Then to the heaven of heavens he shall ascend with victory, triumphing through the air over his foes and thine. There shall surprise the serpent, prince of air, and dragon chains through all his realm, and there confounded leave. Then enter into glory and resume his seat at God's right hand, exalted high above all names in heaven, and thence shall come, when this world's dissolution shall be ripe, with glory and power to judge both quick and dead, to judge the unfaithful dead, but to reward his faithful, and receive them into bliss, whether in heaven or earth, for then the earth shall all be paradise, for happier place than this of Eden, and far happier days. So spake the archangel Michael, then paused. As the world's great period, and our sire replete with joy and wonder thus replied, O goodness infinite, goodness immense, that all this good of evil shall produce, and evil turn to good, more wonderful than that which by creation first brought forth light out of darkness. Full of doubt I stand, whether I should repent me now of sin, by me done and occasioned, or rejoice much more, that much more good thereof shall spring, to God more glory, more good will to men from God, and over wrath grace shall abound. But say, if our deliverer up to heaven must reascend, what will betide the few his faithful left among the unfaithful herd, the enemies of truth? Who then shall guide his people? Who defend? Will they not deal wars with his followers, then with him they dealt? Be sure they will, said the angel, but from heaven he to his own a comforter will send, the promise of the Father, who shall dwell his Spirit within them, and the law of faith working through love upon their hearts shall write, to guide them in all truth, and also arm with spiritual armor, able to resist Satan's assaults, and quench his fiery darts, what man can do against them not afraid. Though to the death, against such cruelties with inward consolations recompensed, and oft supported so as shall amaze their proudest persecutors. For the Spirit powered first on his apostles, whom he sends to evangelize the nations, then on all baptized shall them with wondrous gifts endue to speak all tongues and do all miracles, as did their Lord before them. Thus they win great numbers of each nation to receive with joy the tidings brought from heaven, at length their ministry performed, and race well run. Their doctrine and their story written left, they die, but in their room, as they forewarn, wolves shall succeed for teachers, grievous wolves, for all the sacred mysteries of heaven to their own vile advantages shall turn of lucre and ambition, and the truth with superstitions and traditions taint, left only in those written records pure, though not by the Spirit understood. Then shall they seek to avail themselves of names, places, and titles, and with these to join secular power, though feigning still to act by spiritual, to themselves appropriating the Spirit of God, promised alike and given to all believers. And from that pretense, spiritual laws by carnal power shall force on every conscience, laws which none shall find left them enrouled, or what the Spirit within shall on the heart engrave. What will they then but force the Spirit of grace itself and bind his consort liberty? What but unbuild his living temples, built by faith to stand, their own faith, not another's? For on earth who against faith and conscience can be heard infallible? Yet many will presume. Whence heavy persecution shall arise on all who in the worship persevere of spirit and truth, the rest far greater part will deem in outward rites and specious forms religion satisfied. Truth shall retire, the stuck with slanderous darts, and works of faith rarely be found. So shall the world go on, too good malignant, too bad men benign, under her own weight groaning, till the day appear of respiration to the just, and vengeance to the wicked at return of him so lately promised to thy aid. The woman's seed, obscurely then foretold, now amplier known thy Savior and thy Lord, last in the clouds from heaven to be revealed in glory of the Father, to dissolve Satan with his perverted world, then raise from the conflagrant mass, purged and refined from new heavens, new earth, ages of endless date founded in righteousness and peace and love, to bring forth fruits, joy, and eternal bliss. He ended, and thus Adam last replied, "How soon hath thy prediction, seer blessed, measured this transient world, the race of time, till time stand fixed beyond all abyss, eternity, whose end no eye can reach? Greatly instructed I shall hence depart, greatly in peace of thought, and have my fill of knowledge, what this vessel can contain, beyond which was my folly to aspire. Henceforth I learn that to obey is best, and love with fear the only God, to walk as in his presence, ever to observe his providence, and on him soul depend, merciful over all his works, with good still overcoming evil, and by small accomplishing great things, by things deemed weak, subverting worldly strong, and worldly wise by simple meek. That suffering for truth's sake is fortitude to the highest victory, and to the faithful death the gate of life. Taught this by his example, whom I now acknowledge my Redeemer ever blessed. To whom thus also the angel last replied, "This having learnt, thou hast attained the sum of wisdom, hope no higher. Though all the stars thou knew'st by name, and all the ethereal powers, all secrets of the deep, all nature's works, or works of God in heaven, air, earth, or sea, and all the riches of this world enjoyed, and all the rule, one empire, only add deeds to thy knowledge answerable. Add faith, add virtue, patience, temperance, add love, by name to come called charity, the soul of all the rest. Then wilt thou not be loath to leave this paradise, but shall possess a paradise within thee, happier far. Let us descend now, therefore, from this top of speculation, for the hour precise exacts our parting hence, and see the guards, by me encamped on yonder hill, expect their motion, at whose front a flaming sword, in signal of remove, waves fiercely round. We may no longer stay. Go, waken Eve. Her also I with gentle dreams have calmed, portending good, and all her spirits composed to meek submission. Thou, at season fit, let her with thee partake what thou hast heard, chiefly what may concern her faith to know, the great deliverance by her seed to come, for by the woman's seed, on all mankind, that ye may live, which will be many days, both in one faith unanimous, though sad, with cause for evils past, yet much more cheered with meditation on the happy end." He ended, and they both descend the hill. Descended, Adam to the bower where Eve lay sleeping ran before, but found her waked. And thus with words not sad, she him received. "Whence thou returnest, and whither whence I know, for God is also in sleep, and dreams advise, which he hath sent propitious, some great good presaging, since with sorrows and heart's distress wearied I fell asleep. But now lead on, in me is no delay, with thee to go is to stay here, without thee here to stay. It is to go hence unwilling. Thou to me art all things under heaven, all that places thou, who for my willful crime art banished hence. This further consolation, yet secure, I carry hence, though all by me is lost. Such favor I unworthy am vouchsafed. By me the promised seed shall all restore." So spake our mother Eve, and Adam heard well pleased, but answered not, for now too nigh the archangel stood, and from the other hill to their fixed station, all in bright array, the cherubim descended on the ground, gliding meteorous, as evening mist risen from a river over the marshes glides, and gathers ground fast at the laborer's heel, homeward returning. High in front advanced, the brandished sword of God before them blazed, fierce as a comet, which with torrid heat and vapor as the Libyan air adust, began to parch the temperate clime, whereat, in either hand, the hastening angel caught our lingering parents, and to the eastern gate let them direct, and down the cliff as fast to the subjected plain, then disappeared. They, looking back, all the eastern side beheld of paradise, so late their happy seat, waved over by that flaming brand, the gate with dreadful faces thronged in fiery arms. Some natural tears they dropped, but wiped them soon. The world was all before them, where to choose their place of rest, and providence their guide. They, hand in hand, with wandering steps and slow, through Eden took their solitary way. The End. And that was Paradise Lost by John Milton. I forget why I wanted to read that at first. I'm trying to place it. It may have been in some thread on the internet. Someone brought it up, or probably something like that. And I looked it up and I read the first few words and I said, all right, I'm getting a copy. I've got to read this all the way through. And I'm glad I did. It's really interesting. I don't know if I would slaughter it by trying to change it into a more modern English, but it's sort of tempting to try that or see if someone else has tried doing that, because it's a really good story to pass around. A lot of people are... Well, anyway, I'll stop with that, with my opinions. But thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed that little excursion. I have no idea what we're going to read next. Before I started today's recording, I was thinking that I would say, I have no idea what we're going to read next. So it will be a surprise. We will probably just continue with Proverbs. Maybe we will just do some short recordings the next few days as I wait for perhaps the Spirit to work within me and pick a book off the shelf, or maybe it will happen sooner than later. We'll see as that time approaches. So glory to God for all things. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.